What is up, everybody? It is me, Steve. I'm doing a little bit of a solo pod because, hey, man, we have had a crazy, crazy last 48 hours in the NBA, and I do not mean the games itself. Kyrie Irving, today, I'm recording this on a Sunday night, just got traded to the Dallas Mavericks. This comes on the heels on Friday at about 3:30 Central Time. He requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. The management and him and his agent could not get a deal done on an extension, so he said, psh, peace, I'm getting out of here. I want out. 48 hours later, Kyrie Irving is a Dallas Maverick in a trade that sends Kyrie to Dallas for Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, a 2029 first-round pick, and 2 second-round picks. Wow, this is crazy. This is crazy. But first, oh yeah, baby, a little high noon watermelon, my favorite flavor. Ooh, that is good. That is good. So this is crazy, right? And when this trade first went through, let's go back. When Kyrie first demanded the trade, I thought for sure he was going to the Lakers. LeBron James even tweeted about it, although his tweet today was pretty funny when he said, maybe it's me. I got a good chuckle out of that. I still can't believe that was really him. Anyways, though, so I'm thinking he's going to the Lakers, right? You have LeBron. He wants it. From everything that we have heard from different podcasts or, like, you know, Mark Stein, everybody, Bill Simmons, people like that. I apologize for sniffling here, too. I got a little bit of a cold that I just can't seem to shake. Probably shouldn't be drinking, but whatever. That LeBron James was promised that the Lakers are going to send their future first-round picks to help upgrade the roster. I thought for sure it was a walk-in. Kyrie wanted to go to L.A. He wants to be reunited with LeBron, play with AD. And it didn't happen. He is going to Dallas. So before we get into how this is going to look on the floor, let's just talk for a second about the ripple effect of this trade, because I think it's very, very important. And hopefully, as you guys know, trade season is my favorite time of the year. I hope this just opens up the floodgates. Looking at you, Toronto, let's go. You're not going anywhere, Toronto. Come on, let's shake things up and give the people what they want. But Kyrie Irving requesting out of Brooklyn is very, very interesting to me, because where does Brooklyn go now? It's pretty clear. I shouldn't say that. You know, Kevin Durant just a couple months ago requested a trade out of Brooklyn. He, at one point, he wanted the GM and coach fired. He won. Steve Nash is no longer there. But where does Kevin Durant go? You know, back in that summer when he signed that extension with the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie and Harden also were both offered extensions that they both did not sign. They're both not there. I mean, we are 2 seasons removed from Brooklyn, a pulled hamstring from James Harden, and Brooklyn probably wins the NBA title. And now, just 2 years later, James Harden is on Philly. They're looking pretty good, although they just lost to the Knicks tonight. And Kyrie Irving's on Dallas. So where does this leave Kevin Durant? Personally, my opinion, it's going to be very interesting. I think that this is probably his last year in Brooklyn. Who knows, though? It kind of seems like, you know, he wants to go to Phoenix. You know, we heard that over the summer. That team makes the most sense. In fact, I believe it was Chris Haynes said that they're monitoring the situation and Phoenix is going to make kind of an all-in offer. I think that would be pretty cool, although I don't know how it would work. I think Kevin Durant should go to OKC just to see him and SGA play together. That would be pretty dope, but that's just me. But where do they go? Because this trade, if you look at it, Brooklyn clearly, now they're going to lose a little bit with Kyrie not being there, but they're clearly better defensively right now. I don't know what's going to happen with Ben Simmons, but you know, right now, here's how their roster looks right now. You have Nick Claxton, who's playing fantastic, Finney-Smith, Royce O'Neal, TJ Warren, Joe Harris, Spencer Dinwiddie, Seth Curry, Cam Thomas, and Patty Mills. And that doesn't even include Kevin Durant. They're a pretty, pretty deep team. I just don't know. I don't know where they go. Now, obviously, we had heard earlier today, it just came out, and this is the breaking news stuff is awesome. I love it. I can't get enough of it. That the Nets actually declined an offer for Luke Kennard, Terrence Mann, 1 future first, 2 first-round pick swaps, and more for Kyrie Irving. That was reported by The Ringer. And the Brooklyn Nets said no to that. Now, it kind of seems like, you know, if you're Brooklyn, I mean, that isn't necessarily going to help you win this year. But in case Kevin Durant goes, now, okay, now you got more picks. And now you're in rebuilding mode. Now, maybe, you know, Brooklyn's going to try to convince Kevin Durant to stay. I have no idea. I have no idea what KD's going to do. I personally, as a fan, like I said, OKC, if he does get traded. But I would like to see him stay. I like to see him battle it out. I think that Brooklyn is a very, very tough team. Obviously, right now, they are no longer a championship contender. But again, I'm recording this on a Sunday night. Who knows if they have another trade up their sleeve? I have no idea. But it is crazy. So in the last 12 games, the craziest part about this is just a couple weeks ago, before Kevin Durant got hurt, we probably would have said that Brooklyn was the best team in the NBA. They were just on fire. They were killing teams. And it looked like Kyrie Irving was on his best behavior, and it looks like it was okay. However, since Kevin Durant goes out, it's been 12 games. The Nets are 5-7. They've lost to a couple bad teams. They also have a couple solid wins there. They lost by 43 to the Celtics. It's not good. It wasn't good. Clearly, I love Kyrie. I love watching Kyrie Irving play basketball. But you know what has kind of dogged him is, can Kyrie be the best player on a championship team? I think. You know, I don't like to live in absolutes, but I think that is probably done. I don't think he can be. So that is just crazy from Brooklyn's perspective. Now, before we get to Dallas, let's look at this from the Lakers' perspective, because I think that is a team that LeBron James has to be fuming. That is just got to be a big miss for them. Who knows what is going to happen now, but clearly they need help. I was talking with a couple buddies today. You know, you cannot waste any season of LeBron James's career, especially now that he's at the tail end. He's still putting up unbelievable numbers. I mean, he's got a real shot to be first team All-NBA. If you're actually doing MVP, like actual, like what the definition of MVP means, like, hey, we take this guy off of our team, where are we? I mean, you take LeBron James off of that team and maybe they have 5 wins. I mean, obviously I'm being a little bit dramatic, but they're clearly a lottery-ridden team. And I think they'll probably get in the play-in, obviously, with Anthony Davis's health. But LeBron James is playing out of this world. Clearly, he needs help. And we all know that he wanted Kyrie Irving. We all know over the summer, the Lakers were on Kyrie Irving's preferred destination. Everybody in the league thought that Kyrie Irving wants to go to the Lakers. I don't know where the Lakers go from this year. I don't know what they're going to do. It seems like they're reluctant to trade those picks. I have no idea if you're the Lakers what you do now, because I thought Kyrie Irving was the golden goose. Who knows? But I think that if, whether you're a Lakers fan or a LeBron James fan, I think LeBron James personally, he's got to be pissed off right now. Like, this dude is putting everything on his shoulders. He's playing such good basketball. And now he's got to deal with – that's just tough. I can't imagine being in his shoes. Okay, now you look at the Dallas Mavericks side of this. I have no idea how this is going to work, fam. I have absolutely no idea how this is going to work. Number one, both those guys need the ball. Although Kyrie Irving has been really good playing off the ball. Obviously, the last time that he really, really was off ball was when he was with LeBron James. So who knows how they're going to play together. I think I saw that Kyrie Irving is going to play on Wednesday. I can't wait. Like, from a basketball fan, seeing Luka and Kyrie, I mean, they're both wizards with the basketball. They're probably two of the best one-on-one players in the NBA. They can get by you at all costs. It is crazy. But if we kind of look at it from a bigger point of view, like, what is Dallas doing? They had a chance to pay Jalen Brunson, who I would say, if you asked anybody, especially Knicks fans, I mean, that $100 million contract, he's probably outperforming it. I think it's a great bargain right now based on how he's playing. And he's just a badass. He could play with Luka, and it just worked. They went to the Western Conference Finals with that roster. It was a flawed roster, but still, you had two guys. You had Luka, and you had Jalen Brunson. All right, Jalen Brunson's not here. Luka Doncic, I believe, if he doesn't have the highest, he has one of the highest usage rates in the NBA. It's just, you can just see he's just doing way too much. As fun as it is for us basketball fans, yeah, it's great, but he's still doing too much. He clearly needs help. I mean, they're 28 and 26, just 2 games above 500, 4-6 in their last 10. Obviously, Luka is hurt right now. I don't know if he's going to come back before the All-Star. I mean, I would just sit him until after the All-Star break when they get the big run going here. But I have no idea how this is going to work. And then on top of it, you're Mark Cuban. You know that this guy wants to go to the Lakers. You know that, you know, like, let's be real with it. As good as Kyrie Irving is, he missed half the games for the Brooklyn Nets. And you guys have heard me long enough say it. Your best ability is your availability. I don't know how that's going to work. And they signed him, or they made this trade knowing that they do not have an extension in place with Kyrie. Like, that was the thing that I was thinking of all weekend long. You know, whichever team is going to get Kyrie Irving, they're going to have like some sort of framework of a contract extension in place. And when I saw that the Dallas Mavericks don't have that and they're going to table that until the offseason, oh shit, man. That's crazy to me. That is absolutely crazy to me. Because what if this guy just walks? What if he walks? We know that Dorian Finney-Smith was Luka Doncic's favorite player on the team. We also know, based on reporting today, that Luka signed off on this trade. He's okay with it. But still, man, you gave up a lot of your rotation to get Kyrie Irving. And if he is only a rental and he's only there for a couple months, and let's just say you flame out in the first or second round and it's not good, I don't know, man. I don't think anybody that is looking at this trade in the NBA, as much fun as it's going to be for the fans to watch, I don't think any of these teams, like, is Denver afraid of Dallas now? No. If Golden State can get their shit together, are they afraid of Dallas? Hell no, they're not. Memphis, well, Memphis can't seem to get out of its own way, but the Clippers are starting to play good. We'll get to Phoenix in a minute here, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, if you can re-sign him, I believe that they can offer him a 2-year extension as well, up to $86 million, I think. I'm not sure. I probably have to double check that. This is where I miss Mikey, because he is our producer here. Who knows, man? I think you guys can kind of tell by the tone of my voice. That is very, very scary. That's very, very scary, and that's very, very ballsy, in my opinion. And if Kyrie leaves in just a couple months, that's a big swing and a miss for Cuban. And speaking of Mark Cuban, are we sure? Mark Cuban is obviously a good dude. He's obviously, you know, one of the better owners in the NBA. I guess when I say better, I mean, like, he clearly loves and lives and breathes Dallas Mavericks basketball. He loves it. But are we sure, like, he's actually, like, knows what he's doing? I mean, obviously you had the stuff with Haralabob. That didn't really work out too well. You had the sexual harassment stuff that went on. Like, I was talking with the same group of friends today, and I was like, if, like, Mark Cuban, like, didn't really know how to use Twitter and he wasn't on Shark Tank, would we be saying, like, he's kind of a shitty owner? Like, just the misses that he has. They win that finals team with Dirk. They beat LeBron's first year in Miami. They beat them. And then he breaks the team up right away and kind of, I mean, I know they went to 2 NBA finals with Dirk, but it kind of feels like some of it was maybe unfulfilled. Obviously, we remember the We Believe Warriors. They beat Dallas as the eighth seed. I don't know, man. Like, it's clear, like, you know, you had to make this trade. I shouldn't say you had to make this trade, but it was clear that you had to get Luka Doncic help. Like, it was clear that it was a flawed roster. It really probably wasn't going anywhere. Yeah, maybe you get to another Western Conference Finals with Luka, you know, averaging 50 points a game. I mean, the dude is that good. Like, I think I heard Ryan Russillo say this on a podcast, and I think he's absolutely right. You know, there's nobody with 5 seconds left in a game on the line. You want Luka with the ball. You just trust him that much that he's going to make the right play, the right shot. Like, he is Mr. Clutch, but he clearly needs help. I just don't know if Kyrie Irving was the way to go. And it's going to be fun on the court. I mean, they're going to put up a lot of points. No one on that team is going to play a lick of defense. We'll see what happens. Like, I just can't imagine Luka, Kyrie, and Christian Wood out on the court at the same time. It's just going to be a turnstile. But they're going to also be able to put the ball in the hoop too, and that matters as well. So the other team that I kind of wanted to touch on is Phoenix. So Devin Booker is still out, but you can kind of see Phoenix. Chris Paul is looking a little bit better. They're back in the playoffs. I shouldn't say back in the playoffs. Yeah, I think you guys know what I mean. I think they're the sixth seed right now. They're the fifth seed right now. They're 29-26. And that's the team, you heard me say at the Open, that I would watch for with Kevin Durant. I think he makes a lot of sense there. Phoenix, clearly, I believe they have all of their first-round draft picks. That could be crazy. That could be very, very crazy if Phoenix is able to keep, you know, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and you add Kevin Durant. Maybe you're giving up DeAndre Ayton. Who knows what's going to happen? That's a team to watch, man. I don't know what is going to happen with that. It's kind of the same thing. I mean, who knows? You put a gun to my head, I would say that Kevin Durant stays with the team through the rest of the season with Brooklyn. And then shortly after that, I mean, in the offseason, I think he's going to request a trade. And I think he's going to be coming. I have no idea where he's going to go. That could be wrong. I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves here. You know, he went to Brooklyn expecting to play with James Harden, Kyrie Irving. James Harden is now with Philly. And literally, like, and it almost was, I saw it on Twitter, like, it almost was the exact same day that James Harden wanted out of Philly. Or I'm sorry, James Harden wanted out of Brooklyn. And that's when you kind of saw Brooklyn and Philly, the serious talks. You know, it looks like James Harden's going to get moved. Almost to the exact day, Kyrie Irving says he wants out of Brooklyn. And that can't feel very good for Kevin Durant. Like, I feel bad for him. Like, Kevin Durant's one of the greatest players of all time. Like, I would like to see him, similar to LeBron, I want to see those dudes be competing for championships. Like, Brooklyn's going to have a nice team. It's going to be fun. But they, with Kyrie not there anymore, they clearly are not in Boston, Milwaukee. You can put Philly in there, Cleveland. I don't think they're in any of those leagues. And, you know, Kevin Durant could easily go, you know, 45, average 45 a game. I mean, he's that good. I just don't know about the supporting cast. Again, who knows? We got four more days to the trade deadline. Who knows what's going to happen there? Now, really, the big winner, I think, in all of this is us, the fans, who love this type of shit, love the trade deadline, because hopefully this opens up the floodgates. You know, I saw some earlier stuff today. You know, Toronto is quietly, you know, maybe they're shopping Pascal Siakam. We heard about the OG stuff. I would love to see OG Anunoby on the Memphis Grizzlies. I know Memphis has been getting a lot of shit lately. Ja, buddy, best advice I can give you. I mean, you saw the thing in The Athletic today about the laser stuff. Play ball, man. That's my advice. I think the shit that he said about, you know, we're not worried about anybody in the West, we're worried about Boston. At one point, like, I respect it, but man, you got to back it up. I mean, they have looked awful. Dylan Brooks, I have no idea what that dude is doing, what he did, what he pulled with that Cleveland stuff, with Donovan Mitchell. That was ridiculous. Like, Memphis is in a slump right now. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, I think OG would be perfect for them. I think he really would. I don't want to see the Memphis Grizzlies become the Chris Paul, Blake Griffin Clippers, where it's talk, talk, talk. They talk like they've been there before. Memphis, you haven't been anywhere, man. You haven't even been out of the second round. Like, come on. Let's cut the shit. So hopefully this opens up the trade deadline. Hopefully we get more teams going. I'm hoping so, but who knows what's going to happen. I think the Toronto, to me, shout out to my guy, Derek Michael. Toronto, to me, is the team prior to this news, that was holding everything up. I know they wanted to see how they did on this road trip, but they like Toronto. I like Toronto, the team. I think Nick Nurse is, you know, from all everything that I've seen, he's a hell of a coach. That team is really long, but they clearly are the most disappointing team in the NBA. You know, Brett Usher, my co-host on this podcast, when we were doing our season preview, said the Toronto Raptors were going to finish with the second seed. That's how high he was. I think I had them as a top four seed. As of today, man, they're 25-30. They're not going anywhere. Maybe they can sneak into the play-in, but I don't think anybody is worried about playing Toronto. I would love to see Fred VanVleet on the Lakers. I know. A lot of people hate the Lakers. I also know there's a lot of Laker fans, but like, LeBron James is good, man. He's one of the best, if not the best player of all time. I want to see that dude competing for championships. I want to see him in there. I don't want to see him as a 13 seed at 25-29. Like, that sucks. That sucks. Like, LeBron James needs to be in the playoffs. As much fun as we all love ball, we all love the playoffs. Like, LeBron James is must-watch TV. Shout out to you, Court. I know you love him, but like, yeah, man, he needs to be in the playoffs. Same with Kevin Durant. So who knows what's going to happen with that? I know that I am super, super excited to see this Dallas team. We got four more days left to go. And like I said, man, this trade could have ripple effects around the NBA for the teams that I just named for years to come. Years to come. I mean, Brooklyn, if you're a Brooklyn fan, you got to be sitting there going, man, it's just what if, man. Like, I am, you guys know, I'm a diehard Bucks fan. I will be the first one to tell you, if James Harden doesn't pull his hamstring, Brooklyn probably wins that series. Brooklyn probably wins the NBA title. And if they can keep that team together, shout out to all my Boston fans, but Brooklyn probably is winning. They probably would have won the title last year too. And they probably would have won the title this year. Like, that team was, those three, when those three were together, they were that good. And it was terrifying. And in just two short years, because of a pulled hamstring against my Milwaukee Bucks, it's over. And those guys barely played together. It's crazy, man. The NBA, it works. I know the NFL has that saying, you know, not for long. It's really the same in the NBA too, because that window can open up real quick, can stay open for a long time, but it can also shut very, very quick. And the NBA is hard, and it's a business, you know, and you got to respect the players. I respect the hell out of Kyrie Irving. If he wanted a max contract from Brooklyn and, you know, they didn't want to give it to him. And I can also respect the Brooklyn Nets. Like, hey, man, you've played half the games. Like, we have to put in these incentives for you to reach that max. Like I don't blame Brooklyn for doing that. And I don't blame Kyrie for saying, hey man, like I've been in this league a long time. I'm one of the best players in the NBA. Like I want a max contract. It works. It's a two-way street, and you could have, sometimes it just doesn't work out, and you can have both sides be right. That's how it works. I just don't know where Brooklyn's going to go. I have no idea. I'm excited to see what happens. Like I said, we're recording this on a Sunday night. It's going to come out on Monday. I'm hoping and praying that the next 4 days are just going to be awesome. Why, man? Because we love trades. We love trade season. It is fantastic. All right. That's going to do it for me. I'm going to get out of here. I wanted to keep this just, 20, 30 minutes. I think I'm right at the 20-minute mark. But obviously, would have loved to get his thoughts on this, but he couldn't make it. And Mikey is, he's got his kids that he's dealing with, like we all do. So I understand it. But we are going to be back unless anything crazy happens. So if something crazy happens, I'll try to jump on here. If I can't, well, I'll make sure that Brett hops on here. We'll do an emergency podcast. We'll kind of give our thoughts on it. But if you don't hear from us, we are recording Thursday night after the trade deadline. We're probably going to be recording during. I'm going to try to do it after, but it's going to be a late game. So hopefully we do it before and I can watch LeBron. I think he's going to do it against Milwaukee, get the scoring record, which would be pretty dope. But Mikey, myself, and Brett are recording Thursday night after the trade deadline. We'll have every single trade. We'll give our grades on it. We'll give our thoughts on it. And we'll go from there. But I just needed to get on tonight just because, like I said, man, I think this Kyrie trade could have ripple effects for years to come. And if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, don't jump off the ledge. I know a lot of you guys don't like Kyrie for some of his off the court stuff, but he's really good, man. And I was thinking about it today. Like think about who Kyrie Irving has played with in his career. He's played with LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kevin Durant, and now he's playing with Luka. Like, that is a pretty, pretty hell of a run that he is on as far as all NBA kind of on that pathway to go. It's not you, Tatum. Sorry, Derek. I had to get that in there. It's impressive. It's very, very impressive. But let's just see how they look on the court, Mavs fans, before you freak out. All right? Like, be a little positive. I saw a lot of Dallas fans on Twitter and in the overstated NBA group today just freaking out. Like, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Dude, let's see how it looks on the court before we sit here and say we hate it. We have no idea how it's going to look. Who knows, man? I know they're both ball dominant, but maybe Dallas all of a sudden just starts scoring 140 points a game. I don't know. You never know what could happen. Let's just see how it looks before we kind of rush to judgments there as far as Dallas goes. But that's going to be it for me. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping to talk to you guys again before Thursday. If we don't, though, I'll see you Thursday night. Overstated NBA group, overstated Twitter. Let's fucking go, baby. It's trade season. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'll do a little cheers. And with that, I'm out of here. Bucks and Six. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.